JD's Heroes.
Today on JD's Heroes, Mark from Coventry is nominating his best mate Rod on JD's Heroes. So let's catch up with Mark. Mark, who's Rod?
He's a mate of mine.
How long have you known Rod?
Well, I've known him for about 5 years. He used to run the club, the Sphinx. I met him down there.
So tell me all about Rod.
He's, as most publicans, you have to be different to people, but it's a bit different. I mean, I met him just going there a few nights, and he's just got a wicked personality, you know. He's very caring and giving, and he gets on with everyone. I mean, I don't even think he'd ever find someone that bad word about Rod. He's a wing geezer.
So you've nominated him to be this week's JD's Hero. Do you want to explain why?
To be honest, I think all men are the same. You don't really appreciate how much you care for your mate, you know. You get on with things, you have a laugh. But I think when he got ill, it really sort of made me realise how much you meant to me. I think you start thinking things differently like that, and you start to show it more. You couldn't really put another man forward more than him for being worth a hero, you know. He's always taken care of his family. He's done whatever he could do possible to help anyone out if he could.
Take us back to when you found out that Rod was unwell. What exactly happened?
He's been talking about the lump he found on his neck for a while. But, you know, like all men, we think it's nothing, you know, just go away on itself. And in the end, I think his family made him go and sort it out.
Yeah.
And ended up coming back that it was cancer. And obviously, we was all a bit shocked and a bit devastated. And it was kind of a really bad time for the family and for the preceding 9 months, a year, whatever it was. And I think we was all a bit worried. We didn't really give him a chance of going through it.
Mm.
We took him off work, place at the Sphinx. He couldn't work for that period, so they got a new manager in. And it's been a big adjustment because, you know, obviously, with it being the throat, you have no saliva glands after. It's really hard to eat, and
we've
been cooking all that, and you know, it's very difficult. But I mean, I don't think anyone could have got over it like he did. He just kept on trucking, and he's an inspiration.
Well, Mark, we're going to get Rod on the phone and let him know that you and others, in fact, have nominated him to be a hero. How do you think he'll react?
He'll probably be frightened. He'll probably scare the life out of him. He'll be shocked, but he'll be a good shot.
All right, Mark, you hold there. I'm going to play a song, and then we'll try and get hold of Rod this morning. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's good.
Morning to Joe in Coventry, who's been on the text this morning. Hello to Andy as well, who was at the football game last night. And also hello to Emma, who says, JD, I used to work for Rod at the Sphinx. He's an amazing man and definitely a hero. Cheers for your text, Emma. It's 8:18 and we reward people on JD's Heroes on Free Radio. And it's Mark from Coventry, who's nominating one of his best mates. That is former Sphinx landlord, Rod Lomas, who's been battling throat cancer. So let's call him and surprise him.
Hello.
Hello, is that Rod?
It is.
Hello, mate. My name's JD, and I'm joined by the very lovely Roisin from Free Radio. How are you this morning?
Hello, mate. Thank you.
Hello, Rod.
Hello.
Now, you know a bloke called Mark Hodgson, don't you, mate?
I do.
What do you make of him?
He's a nice guy, actually, yeah.
If you could rank him 1 to 10, 1 being an, you know, pretty rubbish friend, 10 being a best mate, where would you put him?
Oh, he's got to be a good 8.
Decent score, actually, Rod.
The reason I ask Rod is on the JD show every Wednesday morning, we do a thing called JD's Heroes where we like to surprise people that have been nominated who've just made a difference in other people's lives or been an inspiration or who've gone through a really rubbish time. And Mark's nominated you to be a JD hero. In fact, he's on the phone now.
Oh, Mark. Hiya. What have you been doing?
I just think you're a stand-up geezer and the same one, someone looking after their family so much as you, no matter what, and try and do anything for anyone.
Thanks a lot. That's very kind of you.
Rod, we've heard that you've had to deal with cancer. How are you at the moment?
Recovering, basically, you know, just getting through the treatment and stuff and trying to get my life back together, you know.
Mark told us kind of some of the details of what you went through because of it being throat cancer and saliva glands having to be removed, and apparently you enjoy your food. And it even says that you you were a big, I won't tell you the words he used on the nomination, but he called you a fat something.
He said
he loved your food, but you dropped the weight, you lost your saliva glands. I mean, that's been difficult.
Absolutely, yeah, it's hard. But I'm still here to tell the story, that's the main thing, you know? Yeah.
Exactly, Rod.
You had numerous nominations, in fact. It wasn't just
Mark
that nominated.
Oh my God.
No, we've got a special voicemail for you this morning.
Hi, Dad, it's Charlotte. I just wanted to second Mark's nomination for you, because not only are you a brilliant dad and my best friend, but you have to go through so much the last couple of years, and you still don't let it affect you. You're always there for me and for the whole family. I just think you are a number one hero, and I love you so much, Dad.
I mean, tears are great, right? I'm telling you. Yeah, that's good.
I hope that you enjoy musicals and the theatre and that kind of stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
From the 27th of May to the 1st of June, coming to the Belgrade Theatre is the show called Rise and Fall of the Little Voice of Stars. Beverly Callard, who plays Liz McDonald in Coronation Street, and ex-actress Ray Quinn. I've got your four tickets, mate, for you to enjoy yourself and have a night out.
Ah, fantastic. Thank you very much. Great to see you.
Great night, and is there anything you want to say to your best mate Mark for nominating you?
Thanks, Mark. You're a good man, and all the best.
What a man. It kind of puts life into perspective when you hear stories like that. If you know somebody that needs a smile put on their face, or somebody that needs help on a JD show, you can nominate them to be a JD hero online at freeradio.co.uk.